Hello, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of Midwest Madness, your true crime, cult, conspiracy, encrypted podcast. I'm Emily.
And I'm Danielle.
Happy Mother's Day.
Happy Mother's Day.
All the mothers out there. Our episodes are going to be shorter this week.
And next week.
And next week, just because it's Mother's Day.
Yep.
And we want to spend time with our mother. So.
Crazy.
We didn't want to spend too much time recording.
Yes.
Today. So. Yeah.
We actually even changed plans so that we'd be here longer.
So. Yeah. So. That's. It is what it is. There yep. It is. Do you have anything you want to. Oh, you want to know what I do want to mention really quick?
What?
I've been kind of, sort of, watching the Karen Reed trial. I know I mentioned her before. She's the.
Is that the one that was like that? She was accused of killing the cop.
The Boston cop. Yeah, hitting them with her car. Mm-hmm. So her retrial's going on right
now. Okay, that's right.
And so I've been kind of watching a bit of it here and there when I can remember. It's been pretty interesting. So.
What do you think?
I don't think she did it.
Okay.
In my opinion.
That's kind of what I thought. That's kind of where I thought you had landed last time. So I didn't know if anything you'd watched.
Nothing I've had seen changed so far your has mind. Changed my mind.
Okay. Interesting.
I did watch a documentary that she put out. I believe it's on. It's got to be Prime, I think.
Okay.
Or HBO, maybe. That she. It's like. And it's her story and like leading up to the trial and the first trial, obviously. Mm-hmm. So. I mean, I don't think I'm biased. That didn't really change my opinion.
Well, because you're not the other, but you're not like ACAB at all, really. I mean, like, you know, all cops are bad.
Oh, hell no.
You're not one of those
no.
people. Like, are there bad cops? Yes, but there's bad everybody. You know what I mean? Like, that's kind of where we both stand on that.
Yeah, what does that have to do with anything?
Well, because that would make you biased towards her not doing it.
Oh, I meant more so because I watched her documentary.
Oh.
Like, it was that she. So, obviously, it's going to be from her lens.
Right. Yeah, it's going to, yeah. It could skew your
That's
opinion.
What I meant.
Okay.
More than anything.
Okay. But I just kind of meant, like, you're not going to go into it thinking that she's innocent just because.
The victim was a cop.
Or, yeah.
And the other people involved are cops or anything like that. No.
Exactly.
Nope.
That's more
that
what I
does
meant.
Not matter to me. Yeah, so it is on, like, you can watch it live.
Is that what you were watching in your B-roll the other day?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can just watch. They have it streaming live on a lot of things. So I just have it on when I'm working sometimes. So people are interested in watching it. It is quite interesting to see. And now that I kind of have my like paralegal hat on,
yeah.
It's kind of interesting to like see
it a little differently.
See it in a little bit different lens because like that paralegal like law mind is definitely different than like your mind and my mind normally thinks and stuff like that. So.
Yeah. That's really interesting. You'll have to keep me updated.
Yeah, I will. And the one last thing is Sleep Token dropped their album. So if you guys are Sleep Token fans, enjoy. Because I sure did. Have been. Got to learn all the lyrics. That's been my goal for the past few days. But it's 56 minutes of songs I need to learn. So,
I mean, that's not too bad.
It'll take me a minute. The hardest part is some of their songs. Like, the last song on the album is 9 minutes long. It's like, jeez. How do I learn a 9 minute long song?
Well, you listen to it a lot. You read the lyrics.
Yeah, I've already memorized their whole other discography, so I feel like I can do it. It's just going to take some time. I have till October 1st, so.
Oh, yeah, that's when you're going.
That's when the concert
It's such
is.
A weird little area of time for you because you're doing the Jonas Brothers like a week and a half before.
No, after.
Oh, after. And then you've got the Sleep Token. The
Sleep Token, Tate McRae.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I forgot about that
John
one.
John Summit, Tiesto.
I didn't know you were doing that one.
Yeah, I'm going to Breakaway, which is cool. Like the music festival.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because John Summit and Tiesto are my two favorite DJs, and those are the two headliners. And I was like, I can't not go.
Right. They're going to be here. You might as well.
Yeah. So they're in June 6th and 7th. Tate's in August. Sleep Token's in October. Jonas Brothers is in October. So really wide variety of music for me.
That is so funny.
And that's it. Okay. I will get into my story now. So
sounds
it can
good.
Be done.
But I'm ready.
Yeah. Mine is literally so short.
Yeah. Mine's like three. Half of the length of a normal one for me.
Yeah. I would say two. Mine's like three. 2.5 pages, so.
Okay.
But I liked the story, and there just wasn't that much information on there.
Right.
So.
And sometimes that happens.
Yep. So this week we're going to the state of South Dakota to talk of the murder of Mary Kay Ross, which is known as one of the most brutal and disturbing murders in Sioux Falls history. In 1995, Mary Kay Ross was a young 25-year-old mother who was studying to be a paralegal, actually.
Wow.
I know. She lived in an apartment with her best friend, Amy Power. The apartment that the two friends were living at the time was technically Mary's, but because Amy, her best friend, was having a tough time in her marriage, Mary offered to let her move in with her at the time.
So, like, a temporary, like, your things are bad at home.
Yeah.
Just come hang out.
She wasn't safe. Stay here. At home. It was an abusive relationship. Mm,
that's so hard.
So, she allowed her best friend to move in with her.
Which I think a lot of us would do.
Yep. You know? So, that man's name was Robert Power. Because of her willingness to help her best friend, Robert wanted Mary out of the picture.
Of course he did.
So what did Robert do? He offered a man named Michael Lee Smith $10,000 and 2 pounds of methamphetamine to murder Mary.
2 pounds of meth is a lot.
Michael Smith declined, but he introduced Robert to two other men who believed might be willing to help him. So those two men were Eric Kuhn and Robert Poppin. So we have two different Roberts. We have Robert Power and Robert Poppin.
And of course, they're both Robert P.
P.O. Robert P.O. and P.O. Both men were promised $10,000 each to murder Mary.
Robert, no meth, though.
No meth. I don't know about the meth. I feel like the meth.
I feel like that's a lower offer.
Also, might have been involved. Well, depending on. Meth might be more valuable than
that's 10, what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, to some people.
Yeah,
yeah. So Robert told both men that he wanted Mary murdered on a weekend where his wife Amy was out of town. So he gave Eric and Robert a key to the apartment. Sidebar about this key: Amy had been given a key to Mary's apartment, which she either misplaced or lost. So I'm assuming that this is the key that Robert had and gave to Eric and Robert.
That would make sense.
In my opinion, I'm assuming he probably stole it. I doubt she misplaced or lost it.
Yeah,
I'm gonna more than he likely because he's it.
Probably pissed and he's like, "Oh, good, I have a key. I can fuck this shit up."
Shit. There was one other thing I wanted to mention. Oh yeah, one other thing I want to mention about the key is that in one of my sources, it said that Mary's mom had requested the apartment change the locks.
Okay.
Due to the key going.
Okay.
Being misplaced because Mary was a little concerned about what was could potentially happen.
Right. Well, you don't want your a random house keep floating around out there, even if it doesn't have a way of being identified, right?
I mean, I guess no. That's not my first thought. I definitely have keys out there somewhere that I've lost. But I think in this situation, when you're already nervous about the situation, you're going to go scary. But I guess that the apartment complex hadn't done it.
Okay.
So I believe Mary's mom was not very happy about that situation.
Right. Which is fair.
I agree. He also gave the pair a map to both the apartment the two were living in and the parking lot of the apartment, $50 for supplies, and his car to get to and from the murder. The two men went to the local Hy-Vee grocery store and purchased knives, gloves, and a frying pan for Robert Poppin's girlfriend, so it wouldn't look weird that they were just buying knives and gloves.
Nope, still looks weird.
I feel like if you see, like, gloves, it's an immediate red flag.
Right.
But maybe that's just me. Okay, so on July 9th, 1995, around 4 a.m., Eric and Robert broke into Mary's apartment. Eric and Robert found Mary sleeping in her room while her daughter was awake in her crib next to her.
Oh, no.
They then proceeded to stab Mary 16 times in the head and upper body. The scene was particularly terrible because during the attack, Mary actually managed to make it to the kitchen and attempted to call 911.
Ugh.
She was able to connect the call and was able to tell the dispatcher that she had been stabbed and needed help. And when she was asked where she had been stabbed, she had, quote, reportedly said, quote, all over, end quote. Eric and Robert had stabbed her so hard that the knives that they had brought with them had broken, and they had to search through the kitchen to find more knives to make sure that she was actually dead.
Oh my God.
They left Mary on the living room couch with her throat cut, and Yeah. Unfortunately, she didn't make it.
That's so sad.
Creepily, Eric would later describe stabbing Mary and saying, quote, "It felt weird, but then he got an eerie feeling and started to like it. He compared Mary to a rag doll, but mentioned how she wouldn't stop struggling," end quote. Ugh. Now, fortunately, it didn't take long for police to connect the dots and connect the murder to her best friend Amy's husband, Robert. So they were able to arrest him pretty quickly, and he obviously snitched immediately on both Eric and Robert and on Michael Smith, who was the one that
like the go-between, right?
Yeah, essentially first talked to. In order for all three of those men, so Eric, Robert, and Robert, to not face the death penalty, they all pled guilty and got life in prison without the possibility of parole. Michael Smith also did go to jail. He appealed his conviction, but the appeal was unsuccessful.
Well, yeah, because he could have stopped this whole thing by going to the police right away and being like, hey, this guy offered me this. I said no, but like,
yeah,
let's do something.
Right.
That's kind of where I was hoping you were going.
Yeah, sorry. A man named Walter Kraft Jr. was also charged as an accessory to murder for throwing away Mary's clothing after the fact. I'm not sure what clothing we're talking about. I'm not sure, but.
Okay.
He was sentenced to less than 3 years in prison. Eric Kuhn and Robert Poppin also requested new trials at one point, claiming that their confessions to police shouldn't have been used as evidence because they were both under the influence of drugs or suffering from withdrawal symptoms when they were questioned.
And Poppin is the one that did the killing, correct? Mm-hmm. Okay, yep. I just wanted to make
Power
sure.
Was her husband.
Okay, Robert that's, Power. That's what husband. I thought. I just wanted to be double sure.
Both appeals, these appeals were also denied for a new trial, so they were not able to get a new trial.
Good.
Eric Kuhn has also been trying to get the parole board to the parole board and ask for his sentence to be reduced, which would make him eligible for parole at that point. If the board were to recommend it, but the governor would have to actually like commute his sentence for this to happen. Mary's daughter, who obviously was
there.
She's very much denied, like, against this.
Yeah.
She believes that her mother's killers should stay in prison for life, and that should be how it should be. And so she's fighting it pretty hard, which, I mean, good for her. I would do the same. So,
yeah. I'd say I'm with her there.
As far as I know, the last update I have, they had not been... None of this had been granted so far, but it was a possibility. So,
okay.
And there we go. That is the murder of Mary Kay Ross. And my sources were Kiloland.com, 97.3kkrc.com, and then Kiloland had two different articles that I used. So,
awesome. Our socials are mwmandispodcast@gmail. That is also our Instagram, and then our Facebook is Midwest Madness Podcast Group. And shocker,
we just gotta stop saying it.
I'm not going to
look bad every time.
Well, it makes us look bad either way because we're not doing it. So I'm trying to hold us accountable. It's not working clearly.
No. All right, have a great rest of your day. Have a good Mother's Day, if you're a mother.
Yeah, and if you're not able to do that, if it's a hard day for you, we hope you still have a peaceful day and enjoy the weather. If you're in Minnesota, it's hot as mother outside.
All right, talk to you later. Bye
bye.